It was hag night. The wedding guests, reluctant to part as stags and hens, gathered instead at the Albatross, the village's only pub. They came in laughing, throwing the door wide open and letting in a smell of late summer, of warm earth and dying grass. At the heart of the group were the engaged couple, Sam Unthank and Chloe Day, whose happiness that evening had a glow like candlelight. Drinkers smiled on them from afar, and the waitress brought them complimentary cheese and olives. Tonight's singer sat near the fireplace, a half-full glass at his elbow, his head bent over his guitar as if confiding something important. Still, his voice reached every corner and curious alcove of the ancient pub. It was an old song. The Albatross made a speciality of old music. A story of long exile, lucky meeting, lovers reunited. Most of the drinkers knew the tune well enough to hum along, chiming in for the chorus. Elizabeth Daunt, the village librarian, joined in without looking up from her book or setting down her gin and tonic. Even John Paunceford, the pub landlord, usually too shy to take part, sang a note or two in a voice of surprising beauty. Chloe, one of the few in the Albatross who had grown up outside the village, glanced at her bridesmaids, whose off-duty clothes somehow looked quite striking here, though they would have turned no heads in London. Her expression said, "What did I tell you?" She had promised they would find the village like this. There were so many quaint, lovely moments waiting to surprise a visitor. It was like tripping backwards in time. Brian Last joined them so adroitly that nobody noticed him setting his half pint and packet of salt and vinegar crisps down on the table. As the song ended, he turned to Chloe, who was radiant, ready to be feted, a bride already, though the wedding was a week away, and said, "You're getting married this Saturday, I hear." "That's right, at Small Angels." Baffled, amused, Chloe hesitated, so Brian graciously enlightened her. "I mean that place up by the woods. Sir Michael and All Angels. Big name for a little church. People mostly just call it Small Angels." "That's quite pretty," Chloe said. "If I'd known, I'd have put it on the invitations." Her praise, though well meant, seemed to infect Brian with gloom. "Cake ordered by this time, I suppose," he said. "Wine bought, guests invited. Ages ago. You have to be organised, you know, planning a wedding. I finished my first to-do list 18 months ago yesterday." Chloe waited for congratulations on the wedding, if not the list, but there were none. Brian took a sip of beer and ate 3 crisps, all ominousness, all grim thought. The laughter of a minute ago smoked out and vanished. "Good luck to you then," he said at last. "I suppose you know what you're doing."
"And what are we doing?"
"You're tempting fate.
Don't you know the story of Small Angels?"
"No." Chloe glanced at Sam, a local unlike herself. "Nobody said a word. What's wrong with our church?" "Anyone want another drink?" Sam said. "Brian, same again." But he was too late to save the evening. There was no distracting Brian when he had a tale to tell.